coming up on episode 25 of the Emulate This podcast. We're going to talk the digital future of video games, cats fighting in a tub, the Easter Bunny, and Bubble Bobble. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to Emulate This.
Bit of a different start.
What in the fuck is that song? I heard Bubble Bobble in there. Was that like our intro song mixed with Bubble Bobble?
Yes.
That's fucking great.
The best part was the timpani drum. That was the best part. That was the best part.
Very good.
It was some Swan Lake shit.
That was intense. We should just stop now. Mike. We can't get any better.
That's
thanks
right.
for listening.
We're out. Going out on
welcome
top.
To Emulate This, high atop Easton Road. You guys ready to party?
Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party because sure. We're going to talk some Bubble Bobble. We're going to talk some Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble.
That song was a little mic composition.
Yes, I figured that we're going to be kind of talking about the music of that. So I did something a little special.
Very nice.
I'm tickled personally.
Yeah.
tickled.
It's a hilarious.
I thought it was funny.
And it gets very obnoxious as you keep playing the fucking game.
Oh, because it never ends. Yeah.
And you're just sitting there, ding ding ding, ding 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 ding, fucking head.
Oh man, we're taping this on Easter weekend. Anybody doing Easter stuff?
Is there a Good Saturday? Is there such a thing? I know there's
no,
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
What do we call the Saturday before Easter?
Super Saturday.
Super Saturday. That makes sense.
You guys have off for Easter?
Well, it's Sunday.
Easter's a Sunday.
Yeah, I know, but you get off for like Good Friday. A lot of people have off.
No.
Did you have off?
Oh, I didn't have off.
No.
For Good Friday.
No,
it's not a holiday.
Neither did I.
No.
I thought it was a holiday.
Mm-hmm. No. If the bank's not closed, it's not a holiday.
No, okay. Anytime a creature comes to a house, there should be a day off.
There is. It's
well,
Sunday.
Santa, you
it's
get
Easter.
A day off. Why not?
Good night, everyone.
A creature.
That's a good rule of thumb.
That is a great rule of thumb.
Well, Santa's not really, he's a guy. But when I was a kid, I was terrified of the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted the Easter Bunny to come because you get candy and all that.
Sure.
My biggest fear was getting up in the middle of the night because I'm hungry or, thirsty. Mm. I walk out in the living room and that big rabbit's out there. Like, that's fucking scary.
Yeah. You know what was the scariest about it for me was that he didn't talk.
It was a silent bunny. Yeah.
And you would go to the mall and you would sit on the Easter Bunny's lap, but it wasn't like Santa where you bullshit with him and tell you what you wanted for Easter and shit. And he just stare at you with those big fake fucking eyes, right? And, he's patting you on the shoulder, and it's like, this is so much creepier than Santa. If you're gonna molest me, at least talk to me while you're doing
it. Well, if you're a kid and you run into Santa in the house, he's relatable. He's a person.
Yeah,
he's an old guy. He's stressed.
He's
out.
He's a jolly old elf.
You run into a big rabbit.
Yeah,
a rabbit with no backstory whatsoever.
Yeah. Donnie Darko.
He lays eggs in your backyard, then breaks into your fucking house.
Scared.
It's a scary.
That's true.
It's almost like waking up, during surgery or something. If you were to wake up and walk out and see that thing, it's a moment you don't want to be there.
You're in a dark place, right?
Like, you do not want to be in that situation.
Bring him back.
Yeah. I remember a lot of nights
on
PCP like that. Yeah.
I woke up on him.
I woke up during an endoscopy.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Recently. Like 3 weeks ago.
Really?
I started gagging and shit.
Oh,
I felt the thing down my throat.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
I was going, the nurse is like, it's all right.
They hit you in the head with a frying pan.
Awful. This is awful.
Back to sleep.
You're fine.
It was literally like the worst thing that ever happened.
Bullshitting with Santa. Yeah. I can see little Eric being like, hey, Santa, how's your hammer hanging? Huh?
Seriously, man. You sneak up on that rabbit and he takes you for like a predator or something?
Yeah.
He'll kick your ass.
Yeah, I don't know.
A six-foot rabbit.
Wait, the rabbit would kick your ass.
Oh, yeah. Why? It's like a 300-pound kangaroo.
Why is the rabbit like associated with eggs? Eggs are reptiles and birds, not mammals.
Exactly.
What's he doing with the eggs? Did he steal them?
Stealing them from the birds and reptiles and mammals.
I don't understand.
And for some reason, coloring them.
Yeah. Represents.
It's not well thought out. It's a slap shit kind of mascot.
I don't want to ruin it, but it's like when it happens during spring. So when things get born in the spring with the eggs.
You think that's what it is?
It's like a coming to life thing.
But why a rabbit?
You made that up. You don't know.
I'm pretty sure that makes sense. Doesn't that make sense?
You Attenborough?
Fine, the Egg Monster.
David Attenborough.
Welcome to Easter Park.
The eggs might make sense, but the rabbit doesn't. Why a rabbit?
Rabbit makes no sense.
Rabbits are around in wintertime.
Yeah, you see them more in the spring, though. That's when the baby rabbits are born.
Shouldn't it be like a bird?
It should be.
Birds aren't as interesting. What, are you going to go sit on the birds, laugh at them all?
Like a big fucking chicken giving you a candy.
The Easter chicken.
That'd be fucking scary.
Yeah, Easter
Come
chicken.
Come over here, sit on my lap, boy.
Yeah, yeah. I say, boy.
Tell your mom to come over here.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
I had a Cadbury egg for the first time in my life.
I don't like them.
For the first
Did you like
time?
Them?
It's what? Fucking well,
I'm not
awesome.
I'm not one for the sweet, so I always kind of went, even on Easter, even as a kid, I was like, eh, but... Because it looked just too intense, you know?
And no, I don't know. It's fucking delicious. What? It looked too
Wait,
intense.
A Cadbury egg looked too intense?
It looked way too intense.
How does food look intense?
Because it's the chocolate shell.
Right.
With that cream egg yolk in the middle.
Okay, like an eclair.
It's also sugar, and I don't like eclairs.
Okay, but does an eclair intense?
Yeah, it's just too much. It's too much pow.
Too much cream
like,
for you?
Yeah, it's too much. But I had one for the first time. They're not bad. Got like a 5-pack. It had a bonus egg in it.
Mm. Oh, how know. About that?
I don't like them.
Don't care
not
about
bad.
Them.
Not bad. As I thought
I
they
think
were.
They're awesome.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not a fan.
I don't like the filling.
Right.
Yeah. Not a fan. Well, that's talking about.
It's
very
like,
sweet.
That's like 3/4 of it. So if you don't like the filling,
and you can feel
like
the sugar on your teeth too when you like eat it.
It's grating. But it squirts out when you play.
Oozes.
It's all over your hands.
Oozes down your face.
Ryan, our listeners don't realize this. Ryan is like
dropping an old t-shirt.
He's aroused right now.
That's right.
He's talking about it.
He's fully.
The Cadbury egg.
He's fully aroused because we're nude. We're nude.
We always are.
That's right. We got any emails.
Yeah.
Good talk.
Good talk. See you out there.
Okay, this is from Damon Rath. Mm. He says, "Hey guys, I'm a truck driver, new listener since last week. I've been going through most of season 2. You guys are so fucking funny. I'm a hardcore since the early NES days and also owned a Sega Genesis. So I missed most of the Super Nintendo greats until emulation. I also later worked in the video game industry for Midway and SOE because of my love for gaming. A few of my favorite season 2 episodes, Echo the Dolphin, SimCity 2000, and Streets of Rage remake.
Cocktail!
Easter Bunnies.
I never knew about this game before your show. However, I did play Streets of Rage 1 through 3. Anyway, some review options to try. Vaxanadu for the NES, which I have tried before.
Yeah, it's like Simon's Quest, but worse.
Yeah, it's an RPG, isn't it?
It is an
RPG. Is it like an action,
it's an action RPG?
RPG?
It's more similar to the second Zelda.
Okay, right. Mm. NES, Shatterhand, Deep Attack.
Decap Attack.
Decap Attack. Okay, Decap Attack. Sega Genesis, and what is this one? Phylos?
It's like a shooter. It's like ancient Greek themed Genesis.
Keep up the great work.
Well, thank
you. Yeah, we should try
thank
some
you.
Of these.
What was his name? Darth what?
Dark Wrath.
Dark Wrath.
Damon Wrath?
You Damon sure Wrath.
Demon Wrath?
Demon.
How's it spelled?
I-M-O-N-W-R-A-T-H.
Demon Wrath. Okay.
Well,
anyway, he needs a nickname, right?
He needs a nickname, even though he didn't give us a nickname. You know, it's really nice. He said that he's a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean, I don't fancy ourselves to be like working class heroes. We're not Caesar fucking Chavez, all right? Like, we're not important people. We're not trying to be anything more than we are. But it makes me feel good to know that we can get people through like the mundane tasks in life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make it a little easier.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Actually, that I find, pride to know that. That's nice to know that. Like,
fucking
guy
right.
just
makes busting the day, his, we make the day go by, you know?
That's exactly. Like, you're busting your hump. You're driving around all day. I never want to be a trucker. Never. Could never do it.
You don't have any balls.
It's
got to
be so stressful. You're driving something.
Labor.
I don't care for, driving is one thing, but like driving professionally all day, especially like, I don't know what kind of truck he drives, but like, if it's like an 18 wheeler,
that's the size of a house. I don't know how they drive them in the city.
Hell, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's hard. It's tough. It's tough.
I'm a homebody. I wouldn't want to be on the road that much.
No, I couldn't do it.
No, all my ladies, they miss me.
I have a physical job, but I don't, driving's tough for me.
Man, that would be so stressful.
It gets to me after a while. And then this dude drives for like a week at a time.
Anyway, he is a truck driver. This great email. Good suggestions. We're going to honor this man. Your name is Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
There we go. All
right.
Fucking awesome.
And
that's pretty good.
Great nickname.
We don't have a sound effect because I didn't tell you about
the
name.
Transformers.
But we should have like the Transformer transformation sound added. Like,
Ryan, get on.
Get on that.
Get on that.
This is Optimus Prime.
Again, really bitching about the soundboard.
At least he
completely unqualified for it.
Yeah, right.
Do you have that as a soundbite?
Yeah, you ought to, Mike.
Yeah.
At least he backed it up with "I didn't mention it this time."
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't mention the drop that I wanted.
Right.
Where's my drop? Right. Where's my drop? I don't have a drop. Where's the sound guy? Yeah. You suck as a sound guy.
I've never said any of that. Never said any of that.
We got another email.
You implied it.
Ooh, okay. Oh. Email number two.
More emails.
Email number two. This is from Chris DeFueler. I don't know if he wanted to say his name.
Anyway. Probably, yeah. That's not his name. We lied.
Yeah, his name's Chris. DeFueler.
Chris name's Chris.
Good nickname.
Yeah, hey, guys. Name. Just finished season 2, episode 22, Sim City. Great as always. Had a thought as I was listening. As you guys were talking about your cities, I thought it would be cool if you posted your game save files on the website, particularly games like Sim City, so your listeners could load up the file and see what you guys are working with. I would expect it to be feasible with every game. I wouldn't expect it to be feasible with every game, but where it could be applied, it would increase listener interaction. Just an idea. By the way, I agree. Ryan was playing with the game on pause.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
Yes, you were.
Thanks for the great content and comic relief on the commute home. Chris, P.S. Where's my damn nickname, Fueler?
I like it. I like it because he made fun of Ryan. That's great. That made my day.
You get points for that. You get points for
you
that.
You absolutely do. He makes a good point about certain games that are like freeform, like the Sim Cities or Theme Park or Theme Hospital. They could, because you could make your own custom thing.
Minecraft too.
Minecraft's a little different.
You could go into anyone's world.
You could. Yeah, we'd have to have a server and you'd have to let them in. But like, right. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. I don't know if I saved my city after I destroyed it. Like
I might have.
I had a shit one. I mean, it is a dot save file.
I have.
DOSBox. So
I didn't get far enough to have to save.
Well, yours would be
didn't matter.
A dot save file.
You would still have to hit play.
Yeah.
yours is on Super Nintendo, and nobody wants to fucking play.
The tutorial is still going on yours.
He makes a good point. Good suggestions. Made fun of Ryan. We're gonna call him the Master of Tubbery.
The Master of Tubbery.
Like Tupperware?
What is Tubbery?
No. That's a new position because Ryan is the master of laundry in the tub.
Oh!
So he is now the master of tubbery.
The master of tubbery. Okay.
Okay.
Tub master sounds cooler.
How about tub man?
How about tub man?
Tub man.
Tub man it is.
Tub man. All right.
You know what's funny?
Hold it's on. Your choice.
This motherfucker probably wanted a nickname, and now he's like, fucking hell, my nickname's Tub Man?
The master of tubby?
Tubbery.
Tubbery, whatever.
By the way, can you...
Tubbery's not even a word.
It doesn't matter.
It does fucking matter.
Do you guys think you can name all the nicknames we've given out?
Never.
Not all of them.
That's their job,
not
mine.
They have to check in as their nickname if they want to email us. Say, hey, it's the fucking lieutenant here, you know, who we haven't heard from in a while.
Not saying, we're just saying.
Oh, yeah,
not saying, we're just saying.
We're just saying.
We miss you,
lieutenant. The rear admiral.
The rear admiral.
Governor. You know what we haven't heard?
Governor.
Yeah, we haven't heard from the governor in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm trying to think who else.
I think he just tweeted something.
He's
active on Twitter.
It is an election year. It is an election year.
It is.
I'm just saying. Not saying, I'm just saying.
Priming the people.
Interesting. All right. If you don't like the Master of Tubbery, which I think is awesome, because it's not a real word.
But what was it? Tubman.
Then you're the Tubman.
Yeah,
all right.
I think Tubman.
Your choice.
Awesome.
Tubmaster is better than Tubman.
Tubman.
Tubman's fine.
Sounds like a Mega Man character.
Tubman,
yeah, right.
He throws tubs.
Tubman.
He's made of a tub.
Tubman.
He is a tub.
He swirls water in a tub. Right.
Oh, speaking of Mega Man, I know that the Odyssey just popped up. Mr. Rory over here, aka Five Card Stud, wrote an article on a Blogs of Rage article on the continuity of Mega Man.
Real estate zoning and Mega Man levels.
Is that
not great?
It's a pretty good article, I have to say.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I stole all of it.
It got me thinking.
Yeah.
So what if they're building all that shit?
What if they're building all that
shit? Okay, so you're talking about Airman's level.
Correct.
About how there's just these freeform floating platforms.
Why is the scaffolding there?
Wait, what's scaffolding?
Forget the reason that it's floating there for some reason. That doesn't make any sense already.
What if they're building it?
Why does the scaffolding, what are they doing in the clouds that they need scaffolding? Why does it exist?
It's a huge, giant fucking tower. We can't see the actual
You can't see the tower that it's sitting on?
What if everything has like, it's like a hoverboard. It's all hovering.
Okay, fine. Let's suspend gravity and say that they have some type of propulsion or magnets that's keeping the scaffolding up.
Sure.
What is the fucking point of the scaffolding and who put it there?
Wiley.
So he built it. So there was empty sky.
I think he designed it.
There's empty sky, and he said, I'm an evil genius. I'm going to make scaffolding to nothing.
Well, what if it's a scaffolding to a, what if it's plans to make a larger ship that's going to float? Right.
He's making an airship for Bowser. That's what you're saying.
He's making an airship. An airman, that's his little garage area, right? He charges up in there and he commands the whole thing. No, not buying it? Okay.
That's a lot of bullshittery. That's a lot of bullshittery.
My point in the article.
Tubbery.
No, I mean,
that's a lot of tubbery.
It's a lot of tubbery.
I'm fucking with him, but I mean, it is a good article.
I'll have to check it out.
I don't understand. It's not just, Airman's a great example of like, it's really obtuse, but like, some of them, like I also go into Heat Man. Heat Man's a great example. I will buy that Heat Man level existed and Wily just took it over. Okay.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
That being said, the plant doesn't make any fucking sense at all.
Okay. So this is a thing. I don't want to say it's a pet peeve, but it's an NES game.
Sure. That's not
like,
the point.
Like, okay, it is kind of. Because in Castlevania, there's stairs to nowhere.
Sure.
So,
true.
What the fuck? When did you really think of this? Were you like a child going, what the fuck is the point of this level? Why is there a huge wall after a jump that I have to jump on disappearing blocks?
I think what's happening is Mike is getting defensive because he thinks you're shitting on it, when in reality, it's just an observation.
When I was a kid, I absolutely...
Don't you talk bad about Mega Man. Michael, come across that table.
That's his, like, Red
you.
Dad. He's like,
What'd you say?
I'll shank you.
Shank you.
When I was a kid, I had lots of questions about the boss room. I never understood the boss room.
Yeah. Me and Roy used to talk about this all the time.
Right.
I would think as a child, why does this room exist just for a death match? It doesn't make sense. What are they doing here?
Is he here at lunchtime eating a grilled cheese? Right. Just waiting for Mega Man to come
down? Why does he come down from the ceiling?
That's another thing that doesn't make sense to me. Like, if he's, they can just beam time. In, then why aren't they just beaming anywhere? Like, why even, it doesn't
why
make
even
sense.
Go through the level?
Why even go through the fucking level? You could just beam there and beam
it's an
the
NES.
Hell out.
It's an NES game.
So here's my real problem with the boss room. Okay. That I don't really understand is that.
Oh, you don't. You're right. You don't understand. Keep going, please.
The thing is,
Do you think the boss opens the door and runs up?
Here's the thing. Pretend you're Bubble Man, okay? Bubble Man.
Right. Hold on. Let me get in character.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
Okay, I'm there.
Right, you're Bubble Man.
What's my motivation?
Bubbles.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Okay, Bubbles. Definitely not Metal Blade. All right. You're Bubble Man. You know, you're familiar with the level. You go down into like the depths of the ocean. You go to the right through spikes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back out and you have platforms and you got to jump into the boss lair.
One of the easier levels, in my opinion.
It's probably once you get down the pressure sensitive jumping in like the middle part with the insta kill spikes.
That's the hardest part of the level.
Right. But once,
my point is, he must work there. That's his like 9-to-5 job.
Sure.
He's the caretaker.
So does he have to walk through that level every fucking day waiting for Mega Man to show up?
Probably he's a robot, right?
Doesn't matter.
So, I mean, he's programmed. He doesn't have feelings. He doesn't give a fuck. He'll wait there an eternity till Mega Man shows up.
My point is, it's pretty inconvenient.
He doesn't have a lunch pail. He doesn't sleep.
I think these robot masters are like foremans.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like he's waiting for Mega Man to show up. He's going to work. And then it just so happens, this motherfucker's coming through my
son
of a bitch.
That's his zone. That's,
he waits
that's
his whole
job.
Life for that moment, for Mega Man
but
to come
But that's a pain. I mean, you know how hard it is to platform in flippers? Like, that's a pain in the ass. I don't want to do that.
I've never platformed in flippers, but I'll take your word for it.
If you're not a robot master, you never will be.
I don't care. I don't aspire to be a robot master.
Yeah, he does. Good. Well, that's true. That's actually a good point. Because how does he get from point A to point B? Because Bubble Man can't live in the air.
Does he have to walk?
He's always, even in Mega Man 3, when you fight Bubble Man again, you go into the water.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we all have to commute.
Spoiler alert.
We all got to go to work. We go to, we all have to commute. Okay. Do they commute? Do they wait for the guy? Like, does Airman have to wait for the guy that's on the cloud things that move in the middle of the transition part when you get to the actual platforms? You know what I'm talking about? Like the guy that shoots the lightning bolts. Is he waiting for that asshole to show up to take him across? He's like, come on, dude. I got to fucking move. All right. I got shit to do. I got a meeting.
What
if he is a robot. What if he just is there? I mean, your computer doesn't move anywhere.
Yeah.
It just lives in the living room or whatever. So what if Aaron, that's where he is. He charges up there.
He's a small wonder.
Gets oiled up there. Right. He's a small wonder.
Yeah. There should be a Mega Man.
He lives in a closet. You think that boy ever looked at his robot sisters under, you know what I'm talking about?
No,
he looked under the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking creep.
Wow. I betcha.
There needs to be a Mega Man 2 where Mega Man shows up like a half hour early to each level.
He gets there early. Yeah. The guy's like drinking coffee. He's like, fuck!
There needs to be a mod of like Mega Man 2. Mega Man shows up a half hour early. Right. Everything's still disorganized.
I want to know, still setting up the levels. Do they live there? Or is it like a shift? Like they punch in and they punch out?
Right.
And do they have to go through the level every day?
I'm going to say they live there.
Multiple airmans? Like you're saying one guy works 12 to 12, the other guy works... You know, what are you saying?
It's like the Philly Fanatic. There's a few Philly Fanatics. The same thing, you know? One's doing like charity events.
They take...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's a...
There's an airman's doing a charity event.
Yeah. He's signing autographs. Right.
It's part of the contract. Yeah.
Airman's at the children's hospital. He's like blowing air on the kids. They're like, yeah! You used to be good. Now you're evil for some reason.
It's part of the gig.
Okay. Right. A good article, though.
Yeah, it was good.
I would say check it out. Go ahead, Ryan. You have an Odyssey?
I was playing a couple games. We were playing Bubble Bobble, obviously, for the show. So I started playing other games like it. You guys ever play Flicky?
No.
The little,
for Genesis?
It's like a bird trying to avoid a cat.
Yeah. It's like one of the animals that you rescue in Sonic games.
It's an early Genesis game.
Right.
Very early.
And I never heard of it.
Also, I mean, it's an arcade too.
It is an arcade?
Yeah.
Cause it's very arcade-like.
It's an arcade.
On the Genesis.
It's an arcade game. I meant to say arcade game.
And it's one of those like Bubble Bobble type things where you jump around and you have to collect birds, like little tiny chicks.
Okay.
And you group them and you throw them out the door.
I collect little chicks, you know what I mean?
It's Easter related.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, there's not much to talk about. But I was playing General Chaos.
Yes.
That game doesn't hold up.
No, it does not.
Man,
it's hard as balls.
I had way better memories playing that game. We were
on
kids.
One player, it's hard as balls.
It is.
It's too hard. It's too much to like keep hitting C
it's
and switching.
It's way too much.
Too much going on.
Yeah, it's too much to run a whole team. I didn't really have that much fun with it. It was more frustrating.
It's more fun with two players.
Yeah. It seemed too random by yourself. You know what I mean?
It's very limp. You'd think it'd be more to do, but it's actually really limited. You just have to avoid the fucking bazooka guy.
That's it.
Bazooka guy wrecks everybody because he can hit you from across the room.
Right. Right.
Unlike the flamethrower guy, it's got to be up in your ass.
He can't do shit.
He's kind of, and he has like the nerd Buddy Holly glasses on.
Yeah.
It's distracting.
Yeah. The dynamite guy usually just gets stuck somewhere.
He's useless.
Yeah. He's useless. I like the assault team.
Yeah, the two shaved head guys.
Yeah, I just go in there with the assault team and kick ass. But it's not as fun as I used to think it was.
I kick ass. I just kick ass. I drop it.
A beat, bitches.
It's a throwback game. It's fun to hear the music, fire it up. But, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
So it's a lot more fun with somebody else.
It's absolutely more fun with somebody else.
Yeah, it's
else.
One of those games.
Yeah, you feel lonely by yourself.
Mm.
It was kind of sad.
Oh.
Yeah, I felt lonely.
Oh, why don't you say I have no friends?
It was my Friday night.
You want to come to Easter dinner?
Sorry, Friday night? Easter dinner.
I was alone by myself picking
that
up chicks.
Sounds pathetic.
Yeah. You were picking up chicks,
yeah,
though,
I was tired. I was. Yeah, you're
technically,
right.
Technically, you were picking
I
up
picked
chicks
up
on
lots,
Friday night.
Lots
of
chicks. And then I threw them out the door.
Yeah. That's how you do. You roll right through them.
Yeah. Threw them right out.
That's right.
Love them and
like
leave them.
Like Derek Jeter. I gave him a baseball, too.
Just
like
you signed the
signed
autograph.
It, right? Emulate this.
Exactly.
There you go.
Get away from me, you freak.
So that's my simple Odyssey.
What's a podcast?
Okay.
Yeah, I played a lot of games.
I've
though.
Heard that before. What's a podcast? I've gotten that a lot, actually.
What's a podcast?
Oh, you have?
What's a podcast?
What's a podcast?
The fucking planet have you been living?
It's amazing that people still don't. You know, it's funny. There's a new show that
it's a new type
where
of
the guy is, he runs a podcast company.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that'll bring it more to like the forefront.
Okay.
Is it a reality?
Like a host of podcasts?
No, it's like a narrative. Who's that fucking guy? I actually don't really like him.
Ben Franklin.
No.
Tom Jones.
Zach Braff.
Owns a
Do you know who Zach Braff is?
Company. What does that even mean?
I don't think it's a thing.
Pod?
I think that's just like a bullshit, like it's just a, It's not, it's a fictional show.
Is he the guy
show.
Who was in a hospital
I know,
show?
I know.
He was in a
hospital
show.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Scrubs.
Oh, yeah. Rory, how about you?
I have bored quit Dark Souls 3, so I'm on hiatus again.
Bored quit. Suck
bored quit.
Suck ass quit.
I'm
say it.
I'm pretty
suck
good at
ass
quit. I'm pretty good at the spot where I'm not dying yet. I gotta tell you that.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty good at that part. The parts that I'm not doing good at, I'm not good at. No. Not doing good at all.
Wow, that's a revelation there.
Yeah.
Thanks for going through that for us.
I have gotten a guide.
Uh-huh.
And I've actually upgraded my Night Sword to a +3 now.
There we go.
You got a guide?
Still terrible. Not strategy.
Still, the guide's
networking.
Not helping.
Nah, it's not helping.
Is your issue the enemies
or
where to go?
Dude, do you suck at this game?
I You know what the problem is? I'm so good that I've actually lapped myself and now I suck again. That's what it is. The problem is the strategy. My timing sucks.
Oh, my God. Will you stop playing this game? Yeah, Jesus
stop.
Christ.
Well, I did stop playing.
For the love of God,
I did stop playing.
For permanently.
All right, my issue. God.
I use a guide to tell me which way to go next.
Oh, okay.
Not how do I beat these guys.
It doesn't have like the thumbs up, like the double dragon or anything.
No, not at all.
Oh.
No, this is,
they should put that in.
This way. This is intentionally.
You can go into the left dark hole or the right dark hole.
That's one of my fucking problems with new games. They need more of that. More of the thumbs up.
Right. So I'd say there are about 10 areas of the game. And what I do, the only thing I do for a guide is to tell me, okay, which area should I be going to after?
Oh,
you know,
okay.
In which order should I visit the areas? Like, I don't watch a video that fucking tells me that ruins the fucking game.
Mm.
I get an idea of which area I'm supposed to go to next, because you could wind up going to a ridiculous area that should be at the end of the game, but it'll let you do
it. It'll let you do that?
It'll let you do it. Yeah, it totally fucks with you. And you're like, well, this is a hard game. And then you're getting your ass kicked and you're like, hold on now. Am I getting my ass kicked because this is a hard game or because I'm somewhere I shouldn't fucking be? Mm-hmm. In every other game, you know it's like, oh, I shouldn't be here. There's no way. In this game,
a lot of games
it could be because it could be the right way. You're just getting your ass kicked.
A lot of games Dragon Age Inquisition overtly tells you the grades of the people you're fighting. And if somebody's like 20 grades above you, you're like, yeah, I shouldn't be tagging with these people right now.
Right.
My issue is that I don't back down from fights.
No, you don't.
I keep fighting the same fucking people, and they keep slowly, incrementally wearing me down, and I run out of Estus Flex, and then it's over. So I don't back down from fights. I'm not a puss, man.
There you go.
I ain't gonna do it.
How many Estus Flex do you have? Maybe that's one of your issues. Do you think if you had more?
I have 4. I can't find any shards. I'm not in an area I can get another shard yet.
Shards? Okay.
You need shards of glass to then go to a blacksmith who will make another health refill for you.
Oh, okay.
They're called Estus Flasks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're done.
Think about it. Now, I haven't even played my game yet. So I've been playing.
Oh, all right.
Shut the fuck up, Mike. Rory's talking.
Wow.
Proceed, sir.
Proceed.
Excuse me, princess.
Thank you, Pepper Boy. That's the perfect amount of pepper.
Bravo!
Bravo! I've been playing King of the Dragons. I needed something to make me happy that kind of looks like Dark Souls.
Okay.
But it plays better and I win. So, I played, King of the Dragons. It's an arcade game. It was ported to the Super Nintendo. It is a 3-player Capcom CPS2 game. It's, medieval knights, wizards themed.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. It's a fun game. It's fast paced. It's, almost all boss fights. It's like the level is like 3 screens, kill 12 people. Boss. And then repeat. It has like 30 levels or 28 levels.
Mm.
Again, it's all boss fights. Very fun game.
Which console is this for?
I'm playing on the arcade.
Okay.
But you could play it on Super Nintendo. There's a port that's pretty good. That one is only 2-player, unlike the arcade that is 3 players.
Oh.
It's a very good game. I'm sure a lot of people have played it. You can't beat it. It's a great game. It's a future review. It's one of those games.
Cool.
It's one of those games you turn your brain off, just go to, left to the right and kill everything.
Yeah.
Great time. 5 classes too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different ways to replay it.
Cool.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Who's next?
Well, I have been moving this week, and I have not had much time to game. I got some bubble bobble in for the review, but I've been moving. Did the bulk of it today. Met my neighbor.
Oh,
that was interesting.
Mr. Rogers, or
she's a little out there, and she doesn't listen to the show. Oh, I promise you, she doesn't listen to the show. But
that wouldn't be a good start.
I meet her. We'll just call her
Pearl,
Vanessa.
Okay.
Vanessa, and right. I say, I see her out front. I go, hey, Vanessa. She, hey, Eric, how you?
How'd you know her name already?
I didn't know her name.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's weird.
It was like, hey, I'm Eric. Whatever. You know how it goes.
Hey, I'm going to bang
you
tonight.
After the introduction, it was, Christ almighty, she's like 50, Roar. Jesus Christ.
Hey, look, it ain't me. It's you. All right. Uh-huh. You're the one with the standards problem.
Anyway, she says, these cats are going to fight. These cats are going to fight.
This is beautiful.
What? This is code.
These cats are going to fight in the tub at night.
What?
First thing
Wait,
she says to
what
me.
Cats?
I
who's
just
cats?
Met
yeah,
her.
Yeah, who's cats?
That's
cats?
Right. That, and that's what I'm wondering. Who says
made up cats?
Who says these cats? First of all, we say these cats like these dudes.
Were there cats?
You know,
oh, you're
cats, thinking cats
oh.
is an old school expression hey, man, for like these guys are going to fight.
Bro, oh, that's
she's
what
like
she
this
meant.
Little old lady, but she goes.
But she
no,
said
that's not what she meant.
Because she said tub.
She meant actual cats, but instead of saying my cats,
yeah.
She says these cats are gonna fight tonight in my tub.
As you know, with
the
fuck
in the tub,
about.
Not my tub, in the
yeah.
tub.
If you
and I'm like, what are you charging admission? Like, what the fuck is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, should I come up and watch? We'll have a beer together.
Exactly. Right, but who says these cats instead of not my cats yeah. fighting? They're gonna
or even
fight
say like,
tub.
You see those cats? They're my cats. They're
right.
a pain in the ass. They're gonna fight in the tub.
No, that wasn't yeah. it. It was these cats are gonna fight tonight.
She was trying
in
to get you
tub.
To bet in advance before the event, right?
Did you even
just
say like,
so you know,
what was your reaction?
Blown away. Who the fuck says that? I'm like, I said, like trying to joke around. I'm like, what are you going to charge admission? You know, she's like, no, you don't want to see it. It's ugly. So, it, you know, it turns out, yes, they're her cats.
That's flirting
okay.
to her.
Okay. All so right. in any event, I had an interesting day with the new neighbor.
Were the cats in
and
front
I'm
of
sure
you?
I'm sure I'll have many more. No, they, no.
There was no cats.
No, we were downstairs. Her cats are upstairs. Dude. I got these. Hey, I'm Eric. Hi, I'm Vanessa.
These cats
are gonna fight tonight. In my
t-shirt.
Tub. And not even my tub. In the tub. It's like, is that code for something? Like,
how great would it be to go home tonight? There's cats fighting in your tub. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
There's a huge tub in the parking lot and then there's yeah. two guys fighting in it. These cats are gonna fight in the tub tonight.
You're just like,
holy okay, shit.
All right.
Welcome wow. to the neighborhood.
Yeah, right?
She, I said, what do we do for trash cans here? She says, I don't have a trash can. I just throw them in someone else's trash can.
That sounds about right.
Oh my God. This is going to be a fucking shit storm.
Well,
fucking shit show.
Good luck with all of that.
Oh boy.
These cats are going to fight.
These cats are going to fight in the tub tonight.
I would have been like, is that an Elton John song? That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Can you feel?
Saturday.
My ass tonight.
Yeah. Anyway.
No Odyssey here.
No Odyssey.
No Odyssey all either. Right. I'm playing, I'm putting my house up for sale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's so multiple paths in that.
That's another, your Odyssey. Oh, yeah. Right.
Another mover.
Multiple paths.
You're yeah. putting all of the house up for sale,
it's,
correct?
Every single part of
all
it.
All of it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not just part.
No, I'm right. not blocking off. There's not a paywall behind the middle room or anything like that.
No, you're not going to.
No, no.
Does not include the fourth
no.
bedroom.
When they give me their money, they get yeah. the whole house.
Mm.
Right. Yeah. So I got no Odyssey.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get right into the discussion. In a digital age, gaming, how has it changed? What do we have to deal with now?
Well, it's funny that the digital, that's not the topic at all, but that's great,
right? How do we deal with this?
It
so
is.
What are you talking about? I thought that was the topic.
That is the topic.
Did you read that verbatim? I would never write something that bad. Are you kidding me?
Well, what are you talking about? He's doing like a summary of what you wrote.
Oh,
why do we have to read it like a
Rory wrote it.
These cats are going to fight the tub tonight. Are you kidding me?
Read it verbatim,
Ryan.
Right,
you want to read it verbatim?
Read it verbatim.
Verbatim.
It wasn't for my horse.
In Rory's...
I would have spent that year in college.
In Rory's voice, too.
All right.
In Rory's voice.
Yeah.
The condescending.
I can't do Rory's voice.
I'll do it.
All right, we're going to do...
I didn't say all right.
First, we removed a violence in gaming discussion, replaced with new discussion about an all-digital video game future.
Mm-hmm.
Issues, price fixing, lack of discounts, despite lower production / distribution costs, etc.
First of all, you're not reading the show notes. You're reading the email to summarize the show notes. No, take that back. Take it back.
No.
You bubble bobble remixing motherfucker. You don't know nothing. Anyway, the topic was the digital future of video games. And the digital future of the video games, that was like touted to be, and it will be the future at some point. There will no longer probably be physical media except for like ridiculous collector's editions that are like three times what they are now. But
right.
the digital future was supposed to be not only coming soon, but it was supposed to solve a lot of problems. And at least in the console market, that's never actually come into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're hung up on a lot of things, and there's a lot of, I don't want to say scams, but I don't know what else, another adjective to describe a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's definitely a borderline scam or like a collusion going on where there's no reason that digital games shouldn't be cheaper than physical media. And yet they aren't.
In most cases, they're more expensive.
Exactly.
A game that released, I don't know, it takes almost maybe more than a year. If you were to buy it on the PlayStation or Xbox, if you were to actually download it and try to buy it, it would be $60 for almost a year, at least a year, maybe more.
That's my point. The reason that they went to digital is to get like back at basically the retailers, like the GameStops, the world, and other third parties. Like there are independent shops, like the comic book guy that Mike knows that he, you know, talks about N64.
The game shop in Doylestown that I talk about, is that who you mean?
Is it a game? I thought it was a privately owned store.
Oh, that's what I
think
said.
It was a franchise.
Yeah. It's a game shop.
GameStop. What did I say? GameStop?
No, it is privately owned.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, anyway, my point being, the digital revolution was supposed to be, number one, to fuck over GameStop and other people that are reselling content because the publishers make zero. Now, keep in mind, if you sold a movie or a car or many or almost any other good, they don't get the original manufacturer
don't get a second cut anyway.
So whatever,
right? Mm-hmm.
That's a different story. But it was supposed to cut out the middleman too. So you don't need physical space. You don't need the retailers. You don't need to buy trucking and Teamsters and shipping and send stuff. Like, you're supposed to save on that. And that was supposed to be carried over or passed over to the consumer. Except new games cost exactly the same in the physical media versus the download.
Exactly.
And as Eric said, the download versions for years later, I believe Dishonored for the 360, which has been ported or upgraded, I think, to the Xbox One as well. The digital version of Dishonored, the original one, is still $59.99.
Ridiculous.
And it's like 7 years old.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
True.
What the fuck?
But
at some point, you have to feel like, is there a deal? Do they have a deal where
there has to be a collusion where they're saying we will purposely artificially keep the prices this high
so that
for some
GameStop
reason
can stay in business?
Or I don't know what, honestly, I don't know the plan.
Advertising maybe. Well, I mean, I'm sure GameStop does a lot of advertising. They push the games before they come out. Every time I go to GameStop, I go, oh, they go, do you want to pre-order this? Do you want to pre-order this? Do you want to pre-order this? There's like 10 games. How about you pre-order this? So they're pushing their games for them. So maybe it's not even a collusion on like an illegal secretive level. Maybe they have a legitimate agreement where, okay, you advertise our stuff, you push it on people, and we'll make sure that it's more expensive to download it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make you the cheaper option.
I don't understand. I mean, the pricing doesn't make any goddamn sense. Now, flash forward to video games on, say, PC. Okay?
Right.
Now, again, a digital game that came out right now, like, what's that night game?
Far Cry 5.
Okay, that's a great example. I was going to say Kingdom Come Deliverance, but yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm. When it first comes out, it's still $59.99 because, again, there's some price fixing that they've decided that's the maximum people are willing to pay.
Right.
Okay. But Steam, let's say a year from now or maybe even less, that digital only, because, again, you can't buy physical stuff for computer stuff. I mean, you still can, but most of it is pushed on the digital.
Nobody does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most of it's pushed digital. Steam will be like, in a year from now or maybe even less around Christmas, will be like, all these games, $5, $7, $5.
Yeah.
Why don't the consoles do that? Other than they just can fuck you.
I don't know. That's something that's information I'm not privy to.
It doesn't make sense. Again,
I guess people are buying them either way.
Yeah.
Right?
I suppose, but I don't know. I mean, like everything that was touted to be the future. See, here's the thing. Physical media keeps the companies honest to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because it's another source, a legitimate source of the content without going to piracy. Piracy is its own talk. You know, a game that came out like Far Cry 5, you can get a pirated PC version of that today. You probably could have got one 2 weeks before the game actually came out. Because somebody leaked it.
Yeah.
Okay? And then they cracked the copy protection in it. But a legitimate source, if I can get the disc, that gives me another option. Okay? Now, in a world where they stop printing the discs, that really bothers me because again, think of my, Dishonored 1 example for the last console generation. There's nothing to stop them from not only not saving or sharing games with friends. Like Eric gave me games or, you know, I gave him a game. There's nothing to say like we will always have this game to be $59.99 regardless of how old it is. Could be 10 years old. It's still $59.99 because fuck you money.
Yeah, but even in the 80s and 90s, I mean, Nintendo games were in their 50s. They were $54,
$55. You have to adjust for inflation.
So, but the studios now are so huge and so massive now and it costs so much money to make a game that I'm surprised we don't pay $100 for video games.
But
I know there's a limit. that people will pay?
That, yeah, there's a marketing limit that someone determined that if, like, I'm sure they can show with data, like if the game was $80, if it was advertised as $80 with, and being complete, not like where they parse out parts of the game, people would not buy it. Like, you would see a dramatic shift in the number of units.
They kind of fool you by selling it for 50 some bucks.
There's another scam with that. But again, the physical media is another tool in your toolbox, so to speak. It's another way to keep the publishers honest and be like, I don't need to buy the $60 version. I can buy a $40 version or cheaper. I mean, you buy it on Craigslist. Later. Yeah. You buy it on Craigslist depending if the kid doesn't fucking want it anymore. Mm-hmm. You can get it cheap, like $5. I got all the world at the Call of Duty games, like the Modern Warfares. I think I got them for $5 a piece from a kid who's like, I played the fuck out of these. I don't want them no more. You want $5 for them?
I got Skyrim for, I think it was $10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a trademark. The only
in a digital world, that's not possible.
Well,
unless they allow for that.
With Xbox One, they do allow you to game share with one other person. But I don't know if PlayStation does it yet or not.
But you have to hook up.
You have to buy it digitally in order for it to work.
Yeah.
So that, you know, and that's okay. That's pretty cool because if I buy a game physically and I want to lend it to a friend, then we can't play it at the same time because I gave him the disc. But if you're game sharing digitally, then both of you could play it at the same time, like a sports game, like Madden or, you can game share with one other person. You have to buy the games digitally to share them, but you can do that. Still, for me, I like having the physical copy.
I
like having it. I like to collect them.
I kept thinking about like what's going on with like the music or the film industry,
but
where like you can now go on a Spotify for $10 a month and get pretty much whatever you want.
Right.
And I was the same way in terms of like CD. I don't buy CDs anymore.
No.
But I used to be the same way. We're like, I want the CD.
Right.
I want the album. I want the DVD. It's got the special feature on it or whatever. And now like, I don't give a shit.
Right. You don't care
anymore. Because it's $10.
Mm-hmm.
Like if that were to happen with gaming.
Right.
Where for $10 a month on some site, even newer games.
Right.
Because even with music now, a new CD comes out, it's right there on Spotify, it doesn't matter the price. Would you still want to have the actual physical copy?
Well, depending on the price. I mean, for games, it would have to be, you're talking an album now, what's an album cost for the whole thing? $12? $10?
What, to make?
I mean, I know I'm comparing
apples and oranges.
They're different mediums and different ways to experience them, because you have to watch the game versus just listen to the music.
Right. But I mean, DVDs.
But the music industry, you make a good example with music, though. Like, maybe you didn't realize it. Music went kicking and screaming into that business model. And
yeah,
they eventually adopted because they realized they don't have a fucking choice.
Well, that's because the consumer got up on them all.
Yeah. The consumer was pirating every single song
ever
made.
Sure.
Yeah. It was
because you had
$20 CDs.
Exactly. You had stores like The Wall or FYI or whatever they're called now charging $18 a CD.
They don't exist.
When it really, they don't exist anymore. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of shit like, you know, LimeWire or Napster or whatever.
BearShare.
Sure. So, will gaming end up that way if it is in an all digital? I mean, it doesn't look like it now. It seems like the console industry is still pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing stopping the consoles from being like Steam and being like, again, not necessarily the new games that came out, like Far Cry 5 that came out like less than a month ago, but whole back catalogs. There's nothing stopping them from games that already exist. They're not going to update. They're just sitting on someone's server waiting to be paid for and downloaded. Why don't they have fire sales all the time?
Mm.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like as someone who's somewhat corporate minded, if I had like a whole catalog, if I worked at, I don't know, fucking EA. Okay. Mm. And I, you know, was a vampire and I decided like I have to sell, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of games. We're not doing anything. They're digital. They're there. They could be downloaded. Why wouldn't I have my whole catalog for $5 a game if it's like 3 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't I do that? It's free fucking money.
People are still buying them. People are still paying 30 instead of the $5.
Because it's of that generation.
But, you know, supply and demand. I mean,
I am a cheap bastard, but if I sell games as $5.
Really? I had no idea.
No.
Oh, I'm too clever. I make. Hi. Bubba Babbitt.
That's a good one.
Bubba Babbitt.
I mean, I wouldn't want to give games away. If I produce fucking games.
Yeah.
I would fight that, giving away games on Xbox Live and giving away games for $5.
Well,
I'd be like, fuck
but
that. They're going to pay half the price until this game's old and outdated.
No, but
I don't give a fuck if it came out
last year. You make a good point, but that shows you. What happens, as my understanding is, a game with gold or the PlayStation Plus What they do is they make an agreement and they say, for every one of our members that downloads this, we'll give you five. I don't know if it's $5. We'll give you $7. And at the end of the month, we'll tally up all the downloads and we'll give you whatever it is times seven or whatever the price is.
It's almost like a Spotify type.
It proves that they can make a deal, number one, and number two, that the company's willing to eat $7 for something that's old. They don't give you something brand new. The vast majority of the time, the stuff is old or it's an indie where they weren't going to get a lot to begin with. Instead of 15, they'll get 10. Or seven, or whatever that price they agree on.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point.
Right.
So like,
I do.
I mean, they tout that the future, I mean, original Xbox was going to have no, ability to copy games, no ability to share games.
Mike just fell on the couch.
Mike fell on the couch. Mike.
No, give
He's
me
got
my beautiful.
15 beers in his hands.
That's right.
And they're all for me.
He's
all
off balance.
We're restocked, gentlemen. Continue.
Right. Here's another thing that I don't like about the digital future. I personally, because I love my hardware and I want to put the least amount of strain on it. I always install the game. Now, the Xbox will make you install it. You don't have a choice.
Right.
But I would have done it anyway. Like the 360, I never played off the DVDs. Never. The PlayStation?
Yeah.
Never. I never play off the DVDs if I can avoid it.
I used to.
Yep. I feel like your loading time goes down, as well as, it's just wear and tear on your fucking hard drive.
But the new games are so fucking big.
Yeah, they are.
You deal with it.
They take up a lot of space.
I mean, they do take a lot of space. You deal with it. I mean, I don't care.
There's always a game you'll never play again that has fucking 40 gigabytes in your hard drive. You go, fuck it, gone.
But like, I'm not against digital, but digital, it seems like there's too much corporate bullshit where they don't want to make a deal. They don't want to get with the times. And Steam, you know, Steam's not perfect, but Steam knows and realizes you give people a service that's convenient, and they will jump on it.
Mm.
Convenience beats piracy every time.
Well, oh, shit.
I agree, that's Mr. Farley.
I mean, the only convenience of it is what? Not having to get up off your ass and change the game?
Yeah.
Change the disc?
You can get it without, you know, any hassle or markups
like
or inflation.
You know, you could just sit there.
Well, they fuck up games, though. Like older games. Like recently, Chrono Trigger came out on Steam, and people are pissed off about the quality of that.
Is that Steam, or is that who made Chrono Trigger? Squaresoft. I mean, Steam doesn't care. Steam is just like the electric
company.
They just host it, and they shoot it the fuck out, and they collect the money.
Right.
But like, you get my point. Like,
yeah, I do.
I understand what you're saying. They'll fuck up PC, but that's kind of a moot point. Like, my example is that, again, a digital future was supposed to be here by now, and they, for whatever reason, again, It didn't turn out.
So does that bother you?
No, I would, if they, see, here's the thing. You need the physical media because I don't trust any of these cocksuckers. I really don't. Well, I don't trust them at all because you'll run into scenarios where, again, Dishonored, a 7-year-old game, is still $59.99 for some reason.
But as soon as you buy the physical copy, you still need, to download the new stuff.
Updates.
Still need that digital.
But the updates are included in the cost of the game itself.
Right.
Is that of the same generation, the game you're talking about?
There's a higher def or a remastered versions for the Xbox One, but it's also originally from the last generation on the 360.
And it's still
$59.99.
For
$60 plus tax in our state. Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. There's no reason.
For a previous.
If I worked at, Bethesda published it, who made that game?
Gearbox? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Dishonored. Who actually made Dishonored? The developer, not the publisher.
I forget.
Well, my point is, let's just pretend it's the publisher. If I was Bethesda, I'd be like, we need to sell this game dirt cheap so everyone will buy a copy of it all the time. Like, that doesn't make any sense. The game's done. You might as well just like get to the people the impulse buy, like the candy at the cash register.
One of the things that worries me about having my games digitally only is how long will they support it? How long will they support the network? How long will they support the verification process?
Digital things do disappear, like the Marvel Capcom 2 game.
Right.
Again, one of the greatest fighting games ever made. You can't download it. Even if you bought it and you deleted off your hard drive temporarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that sucks.
They lost the license with Marvel and now it's not on any of the services. So you paid for something you can no longer access.
Right.
It's like buying a fucking movie on Comcast or Fios. You can purchase a movie and it gets saved on your account.
And then
if you switch to Fios,
it's gone.
You lost the fucking movie. So why not just go buy the real thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't own the game.
Right.
If you
You're renting it. You're renting the game.
Yeah. You're renting the license.
Just as long as that server's up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no control over that.
You got nothing.
Now, then
you
again,
no control.
If you bought a game and they didn't support the network down the road 15 years from now, for your PlayStation or whatever, or Xbox, they, you know, you're not going to get the update. So you get the game that came out of the box at the time without an update. And all these games have day one patches and everything. Mm-hmm. So now you're getting a game that's probably broken.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's not like that anymore. Yeah. The games nowadays are works in progress. They're literally put out incomplete and then they fix them later. So a game, you don't get new content. You get corrections to existing content that's broken or missing.
It's a weird medium.
It is.
The internet, destroyed it.
Because it's, I mean, it's brand new. It's technology based, you know, and so it's constantly changing. Like they're, like you just said, they're constantly changing games.
Right.
As the years go on.
They have, you know, they're up against it a little, not up against it, but they don't have as many options on account of how pricey games are compared to movies and music.
Does anyone know offhand what's the most expensive video game ever made?
When it was new?
Oh, you mean the production cost of a game? Yeah. I imagine the Destiny's.
Auto 5.
I think the Destiny's are the most expensive
game
ever made.
And what do you think?
Close to $1 billion, wasn't it?
Wow.
I don't know, that was for advertising mostly, I think. I'm sure most of it. That counts.
I'm sure most of it is advertising.
Sure does.
Probably Destiny.
I believe the Destiny's are the most expensive game. I could be wrong. Someone could have superseded them. But
you think that it was $1 billion?
I think, well, I made that up. I think
that's for multiple games, that $1 billion. I think that's for the first one, the second one, and maybe even the third one.
It could be also over like a span of like 10 years.
I'm just thinking of like the difference between like, it doesn't take a lot of money to make an album.
$600 million. I think it was $600 million, I thought I heard. Something like that.
All right. Well, that's comparable. Like, it doesn't take a lot of money to make an album, but it does take a lot of money to make a movie.
Right.
So in that way, so in that way, they're kind of comparable.
But the digital future was promised, and everything that they said as a benefit of it has really not come into fruition, at least yet, and at least for the consoles.
Yeah. Well, Xbox tried it, and people lost their fucking mind. So everybody bought a PlayStation 4 instead. So, you know, I think that was a lesson learned. Who's going to have the balls to come out now after Xbox got its asshole punched in?
They're still suffering. I believe the Switch is going to overtake them. I do. I believe the Switch will overtake them there. Microsoft, who was the undeniable first place, the previous
The
previous console generation.
Do you like that asshole
punch? I never heard it. That took like 2 seconds for it to stick in my head.
How does the hole get punched in?
I literally had an image.
It's a hole inside of a hole.
Asshole. It's like your asshole just becomes a black hole.
Yeah, what would Sega's asshole look
like? Light cannot escape.
It just went, Sega.
It's so dense.
Look at my asshole.
But they went from number one, undeniable number one, for like a decade to, I think they're like, they were two, and now they might be slowly getting overpassed by Nintendo, which is kind of sad because Nintendo is like your neighbor watching cats fight. Like, they're nuts. Like, they don't even count.
Cats in the tub.
Yeah, they have a different audience.
Does the whole digital thing with the, you know, the patches and the updates when you buy a game and you get to spend more money on the game after you buy the game, does it wear you out? The whole drama behind it kind of wears me the fuck out with new games. Rather than just purchasing a game and that's it.
So you have playing to, it. You so have to do options. That. Like, if you get an update with a game, do you have to do...
You could be offline. What they do is, if you don't update, well, number one, you're probably risking the problem that there is a huge bug that this thing fixed.
Right.
You'll encounter it and will fuck. You run the risk that you could encounter it and you'll be fucked. Like, you'll lose a save file.
Okay.
Or they're made like shit. They're run like shit. Like, you really need the updates. Number two, if you refuse an update or you're offline... If you're offline, it doesn't know. But like, if you refuse an update, they'll sign you the fuck right out. You can't play it with other people if you're online.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They kind of strong arm you into it.
Mm-hmm.
But you want it though, because again,
every time
most games are run like shit.
Yeah, every time it pops up, I do it. Mm-hmm. Sure, but
yeah,
I wanted more from it, and it's never it's coming to fruition, at least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't trust them. If they just said PlayStation 5, Xbox 2, whatever they're gonna call it, Xbox 1+1.
1.1.
Yeah. Whatever the next Xbox is, and it said it's going to be 100% digital. I have no confidence that they're not going to fuck it up or try to chinch you again. 4-year-old games, $59.99, because fuck you, money.
Collecting, it's part of the hobby for me. I would always want the physical copy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, even though like we have all the emulators, I wanted all those old games that I had when I was a kid.
Right.
You know?
I mean, if it's an indie game.
I got them all, so
fuck it up. I'll download it.
I like the physical copy no matter where it's from.
Right.
I still, when I buy an album, I still get the physical copy.
See, I don't.
On Amazon, because you can select it. Yeah. You go, send me the physical one. And then you get both. You get the download right away, and then you get
But you're on Spotify as well. You do Spotify, right? Yeah. See, Yeah. Other than there's like a couple bands, like Tool's not on Spotify, which is a bummer. But
Neil Young is not on. He refused.
No, he's on Spotify.
Oh, what? He changed his mind.
Peter Gabriel's not on Spotify.
It turns out he likes money.
No, he's on Spotify too.
He is Peter Gabriel.
I'm pretty sure
he wasn't.
Garth Brooks is not.
I couldn't find Sledgehammer.
She's a real bummer.
Sledgehammer. That's not Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. I want to listen to that big time Sledgehammer, and I'm like
the Raw Chicken Dancing.
I think that was like the Steve Miller Band for some reason.
No,
I don't know.
You're thinking of Jetliner.
Oh yeah, yeah. What do they do? Jetliner. What else?
Fly like an eagle.
Fly like an eagle, yeah.
Steve Miller.
I have breaking news.
Oh, fuck.
Go ahead, Roy.
We're not sponsored by Amazon, but you might not know this. If you have an Amazon Prime account, you actually have a free Twitch games every month. You won't hear this in time.
How the fuck does this work? I have no idea how the hell this works. I haven't done it yet.
If you have an Amazon Prime account, and a lot of people do, okay, because, again, Amazon kind of strong-arms you into joining their cult.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a lot of shit for it, too.
Sure, do.
I mean, if you're going to be in a cult, you might as well be in one that gives you a lot
of prime
stuff.
Prime cult, yeah.
Twitch, they own Twitch. So they don't really advertise it until now. What happens is you make a Twitch account and you link it to your Amazon. There's a button. You go into Amazon Prime, okay, or regular Amazon, and if you're a Prime member, there's a button to, like, link your Twitch account. And you just make a Twitch. I made a Twitch. I didn't have a Twitch account. I don't like watching other people play video games.
So what do you do?
Games.
On the PC or I go on the Fire Stick?
Really? Yeah, no, on the PC.
If it's a game I'm never going to play that what? I want to
oh,
see,
no,
I could watch. But if it's a game I'm going to play, fuck that.
I don't do Twitch.
I always watch it after I'm done a couple levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm interested, like, what did they do? Like, I had a hard time with this section. What did this motherfucker do?
Mm.
So I will watch Let's Plays, and then I feel really dirty.
I believe Twitch, to actually watch stuff on Twitch, I think you have to pay. Like, Twitch is kind of weird. It's not like YouTube videos or Let's Plays.
You sure?
I'm not paying to watch
I think
people play
to
games.
Get no commercials.
Yeah, I would
there
never
are other benefits
that.
To Twitch where you have to be a paid member. But you get a paid membership quality. In Twitch if you're a Prime member. So again,
right.
If you're already a Prime member and you didn't know this, you can register with Twitch and link your two accounts. At least for the first 2 months, you get 6 free games in March. By the time you listen to this, it'll be too late. April, you get 5 free games.
Mm.
And then, I don't know if they'll always have 5 free games every month, but apparently they're permanent. So if you got rid of your Prime membership, it's my understanding that they'll still work. The games will still work. You own the games.
Right.
So that's pretty awesome. If you already have it, you might as well collect all your free shit.
But where do you save the games?
You have to download their client. Twitch client on your PC, and there you can. You don't have to download. You just claim them. You don't have to download.
You're not putting all these fucking.
You can
games
download
on your
them,
PC.
But you just claim them,
right?
And that's fine. You can download them whenever you want at your leisure. Like GOG is like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Or Steam. You don't have to. Once you buy it, you don't have to download it immediately. Mm-hmm. You can just say it's mine. I own the license to it, and that's it.
All right.
So again. In 2 months, again, I'm already paying for Amazon Prime. In 2 months, I got 11 free games out of them. And they're quality games.
Mm.
Quality, good games. Like SteamWorld Dig 2 is one of them. Tales from the Borderlands.
Oh, cool.
Tales of the Shogun, I think, is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of some good quality games. So I don't know if we'll always get 5 every month, but, you know, even 3 is a fucking great deal.
Sure.
And again, unlike Xbox Live or PlayStation, you have to have an active account all the time with their membership.
Mm. You don't lose them?
You won't lose these games.
Mm.
So fuck it. You already paid for it. Right. Take it.
Might as well.
Oh, yes. Bubble Bobble. I've heard the song way too much lately.
Well, that's the only song. Well,
over the past couple weeks.
There's only 2 songs in the game. The beginning, it's like. It's like a spaceship taking off to Journey's house. And then it's,
well, there's
just that one song.
There's, what's that guy's name? Skell? The skeleton whale?
The evil.
Da, 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 da,
That's true. Mm-hmm. When you take too long, the game's like, oh, you don't want to play all 100 fucking levels quick enough?
And then there's And then there's the boss level, which is really.
One boss.
Which is, which is really just Flight of the Bumblebee.
I cannot play this game for 100 levels.
No, I don't get that far in this game. This game was in 86. I thought it was before that.
Mm.
Seems like it was an older game.
The arcade is.
Yeah.
I think the NES port is like 90.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Is that late? Really?
Pretty good port, too.
It's a great port.
Pretty good port.
It's a very good port.
It's very addictive.
I really like this game.
It's got a formula I like that you only ever have to beat the level once. It has a password system.
Which is basically like their password system is a
wait,
save.
It has a password system.
The NES
oh,
port
it,
has.
It does?
Mm-hmm. And it's a save. That. You can
do save states on the Pi, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
So if you get to level 18 and then you're done playing for a while, you
can turn
that fucking thing
it's
off
midnight,
and come
the
back.
Cats are fighting.
Yeah, if it's midnight and the show's on in the bathroom in the tub, well, you can turn your NES off and turn it back on with that password tomorrow.
Yeah, start right where you left off.
I love that about
it's
this
great.
Game.
Yeah,
I love
so if that. You're at like level, well,
I never.
I was just literally going to say exactly what you said. Only like level 40.
Nothing's more annoying than doing the fucking same mundane levels over and over to get to where you were.
Not and you know what?
Yeah,
and they
it's
were
like
smart.
Dark Souls 3, right?
Just like,
am I right?
Very similar.
And they were smart with this because it's only one state, like it's one screen. So don't make me do you know, 10 different screens again.
Right. What's up with the words in the background in this game?
Popcorn
is a great example.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
They're just like, you like popcorn? We do. Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Get some popcorn.
Or even some of the designs. Like there's one that looks like an umbrella.
Smiley faces.
Yeah. Smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Sad
know.
Faces. Moons.
Maybe because when you get there, you're like, popcorn. All right. Let's play this level.
Delightful.
I can imagine the guys at Taito being like, we got 100 of these fucking things to fill up.
And
like,
yeah.
They're like the guy like Monday morning at like 9 a.m. He's like, all right, we got this. We got all these designs. And like Thursday at like 4 o'clock, he's like, fuck, we got 35 more of these to do. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What is he? A dragon? He's a dragon, right?
Bub and,
Bub and Bob.
Yeah. I was going to say Bimmy and Jimmy.
No, it's
a dino.
Bub and Bob.
It's not Bub and Bob.
It's Dino and Dino. Mm-hmm.
Is it Dino and Dino?
No,
that sounds good.
Oh, it's Jimmy the Gent.
Whatever we come up with, that's what we'll call him. I gotta say, he's the most
Bob
friendliest looking video game character I've ever seen.
He's iconic.
Like, oh, I want one as a pet.
It's Bub and Bob.
Bub and Bob.
I thought so, yeah. Bubba.
He's so friendly looking. He's got one tooth. His eyes move around.
Spoilers, they're not actually dragons.
Oh, here we go.
They're cursed.
They're cursed.
Oh, they're cursed. They're people, right?
They're actually little boys that are trying to rescue their chubby little girlfriends.
Yeah.
That is the plot.
And they got, who turned them into dragons?
I didn't know they were cursed.
Who knew it had a fucking plot?
That's the only way to become a dragon.
Well, at the very beginning, they do.
Yeah, I didn't read that. I was like, play the game, jamming on the fucking A button. Let's go.
Let's go. I gotta hear that damn song.
Instant gratification.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
It's definitely an earworm. Like, you're like, you'll be like making dinner, you'll be taking a shower later, you know.
And it hits you.
You know, you'll be paying the prostitute and you'll be like, God, din, 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 din.
Well, that's why I did, you know what's funny? That's why I fucking did it. Cause I heard that song so much and I started singing it in my head. I'm like, you know, that's all it is a fucking scale that just goes down. Din, 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 din.
Yeah.
Like, I can write that out.
Seriously.
Could have been the guy.
Seriously.
By the way, it was written by this
Beethoven.
Theme was Tadashi Kimajima.
Ah, my uncle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was the composer of the one song.
Nice. The one and only song.
I mean, the song, it's like a Mary Had a Little Lamb.
You forget that it's just the same song until you can't not
you
remember
stop.
What song.
You just stop listening to it.
You don't hear it, it's kind of one ear and out the other.
It's kind of a smart move to do something that simple and that like ear, you know, listener friendly.
Yeah.
To do something like that. So like, Zelda is a good example where like it's pleasing to listen to and we're going to hear that over and over except for the dungeon levels.
Mm-hmm.
That song really gets on your nerves.
What's it like?
I played a few versions. I played the Game Boy. Did you guys play any other versions or just the one?
I only played the arcade for this.
There's a Game Boy version?
Yeah, there's one on Game Boy.
Motherfucker.
Wouldn't advise it. I mean, you don't see enough of the screen. You don't see the full screen.
Oh, does it move?
Yeah, Game Gear's like that too, where you're seeing a smaller portion of the screen. But the Game Boy's
game breaking.
It's really slippery. Yeah.
There's
not
a lot of
crazy about it.
Bonuses are up top. You can't even see
it. You don't see it. You have to explore a little bit.
Not only that, when you get down to when you see the screen, I don't know about you guys, but I'm always like, all right, where can I go? All right, there's the enemies coming down. Where can I go? You got to like kind of
plan the whole
level. Game Boy, Game Gear, you don't see any of that stuff.
It definitely ramps up like at a net, like from like level 50, it just goes boom. And it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Now you had to master
with difficulty.
Well, the placement of the enemies. I mean, the difficulty is kind of like a moot point because it has unlimited continue.
It's not a fucking moot point. It's a great point. Continue.
Not if you're using save states.
I don't like you anymore.
Yeah. It,
well, eventually there's like double the enemies on the screen.
You have to master the bubble hopping.
You really do. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them.
Once I had to do the bubble hopping, I was out. I was like, fuck this. I'm going to go to another version.
There are plenty of parts where like you have to really master the bubble hopping to get them because they're unreachable and you can't shoot them.
No. And I've never got there, but they say you can't beat the game without two people. Parts of the game that you were essentially,
I'm glad I quit.
You need both of you. You were anywhere near the end, I promise you.
Well, you don't get the real ending unless you actually have two players.
What do you do,
I thought it wasn't physically possible to beat some of the levels without two people.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Maybe I read it wrong.
I understand what you're saying.
I thought that
that's
was
disappointing
part of the deal. Yeah.
What do you do? Jump on your partner's bubbles? How does that work?
I'm not sure. I read a little snippet about it, and from what I remembered, it said you can't even beat the thing by yourself. There are levels where you need two people.
Weird.
From what I understand. I don't know how many people have got that far.
I've never gotten.
Well, if I'm wrong, we'll I'll
how
let
far
you know
did
next.
You guys get without cheating?
47.
47? That's like pretty good.
35
yeah.
before I had to stop.
35?
35. Yeah, like I think it was like 50, 49, something
really?
Like that. And I was like, I'm going to pick it back up. I've never actually sat down and played the entire game.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's the type of game, or Bubble Bobble is the type of game where I can play for like 20 minutes and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do something else.
Yeah. I know it's an arcade game and it's supposed to be a quarter eater, but it does annoy me that there are some enemies where they're moving at such an angle and at such a speed where there's no way you're not getting hit.
Exactly. The whales.
Yeah. The whales. The fucking whales. I thought they were sharks. Whatever. Whales. Whatever the fuck they are. They're dicks.
I would just stay in one spot.
Fucking porpoises.
Yeah.
Well,
sometimes,
my
but the then easy. Sometimes all the dudes are hanging out up top and then just angry wait. Fucking.
Did you get to the ones where it's like Space Invaders? Like they start shooting lasers down at you?
I didn't get that far.
Oh, yeah. Sharks with freaking
lasers. So you couldn't go in one spot. You couldn't just
stay. You had to start
I would just
moving around.
Stand there. I'd be like, you come to me.
In the beginning, you can do that.
Yeah, but just.
Yeah, you get like to like one of the holes. And you start like fucking.
You just wait.
Shooting bubbles.
Shooting bubbles.
Yep.
It has the quirk of old arcade games where you could fall through the floor and end up at the ceiling.
Yeah.
Or you could walk all the way to the left. And
I didn't know that at first. I thought if I fell, I died.
No, because you have
to know you would show up.
Yeah, because you have to kind of use that little technique.
But you don't know that like right away.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't know.
You have no idea. So I would jump over that and avoid it.
Mm.
I like the different like power ups in the game where like you have like I don't know what they're like the flash bubble,
lightning bolt.
I call it the lightning bolt, the fire thing. You jump on the thing and it like creates like fire on the floor. They make everything a little more interesting.
Or the wave
that
just the water that just goes through the hole.
Yeah, that's what I meant when I said like a flash bubble. I didn't know what to call it, but yeah, you jump in the bubble and it takes you like.
Wait, I thought that was a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Good. That wipes out the enemies.
Because it wipes out the enemies.
I thought that was bad.
Yeah. And it gets you to pick up all the fruit and shit.
I've been playing this game totally wrong.
It almost warps you to the lower part if you want to go to the lower part of the level without having to go near the enemies.
I thought that was
jump off of
it. I would jump over that thing.
Yeah, try harder, right?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, try harder.
I read that the umbrella will take you down to the next level.
I think it takes you like five.
Does it really?
Skips you five levels.
Yeah, quite a few.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know anything when I played this fucking game.
And the shoe,
I played it for like four
the shoe
days.
Makes you go faster.
Yeah, you move faster.
And then there's one where it's like a blinking heart, where it stuns all the enemies, and you're invincible.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the one word you have to spell out?
Extended?
Extended.
And what does that do?
Oh, extend.
Gives you an extra life.
I would never get the full
word. You get all the
word.
Letters.
Is that what it does?
It gives you an extra
How
life.
How frustrating is that? You're like right there, and you're like, and then you fucking die.
I already have the E. Damn it.
It's the wrong E. Two different E's.
But there is that skull guy. I was thinking about this. The skeleton whale.
When you get to him.
He shows up when you take too long.
He's dicking around.
And you can't kill him. And I started thinking, like, is there any other game where there's like an unkillable enemy? I thought of
City,
like,
the fucking robot that destroyed my city.
I was thinking of like, do you guys know, Evil Otto from Berserk? Like, you can't kill him. He's like a smiley face. If you take too long, he jumps on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Do they even, like, do that shit anymore? Like,
unkilling
enemies you can't kill?
You can't kill?
That's a good point. I don't even know.
Because it's annoying. He shows up, and all you're trying to do is run the fuck away from him.
And
I mean, some things where you're being chased. Like
wait, so if you're he's like a time clock.
You're not supposed to turn
He's like, yo, you gotta get the fuck out of here and go to the next level.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, like you could still run away from him infinitely. It's not like it's not like you're on a clock and then eventually you
die. He's going to fuck you up because
he's just chasing you. Yeah. Right. It's annoying.
He will win the battle of wits eventually.
He will get you.
Eventually, if you don't finish that fucking level.
Yeah.
That's right. He'll get you and he'll mount you like Eric.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Cats in the tubby.
Cats in the tub and horses.
Yeah. Master of tubbery. We've said tub a lot on this
episode.
We have.
Pull your pants down.
The cats of
tubbery. That's weird.
In the tub.
The cats in the tub at midnight.
Cats,
was that code? You think it was code for something?
Code for what?
I don't know.
I'm making crystal meth in the basement.
I'm starting to think she was like giving him a code. Like the cats fight in the tub at midnight.
These cats are going to fight.
She's a Russian sleeper cell.
Dude, there's something up. I don't think she means cats. I think
these cats are going to fight at night in the tub.
Was she
what the fuck does that
Was she
mean?
Looking at you when she said it? Or was she like brooming and she just said it?
No.
Like
she was very,
you
she's
it.
A bit
You'd
of a
like,
close,
oh, fuck,
she's
I
a bit
it.
Of a close talker.
Low cut blouse?
No. Oh, so she was in your face?
No.
No. Very, very masculine.
Okay. She was in your face.
Does she have coffee breath?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Is she
Let
like,
us know next
Is she
time.
Like the landlord from Kingpin?
She's
like,
not
she
a
like
landlord.
Her?
Ask her if she likes pepper on her sandwiches.
How much pepper exactly?
How much pepper exactly do you like?
You had to give pinch worth. How many pinches worth of pepper?
How many grinds?
Yeah, I got to start doing something just as crazy as her.
We're talking
a handful worth.
We're talking tablespoons.
Tablespoons worth of pepper.
Did you ever get the?
If you see,
they have certain meats now
that are filled with pepper.
It's like
you
pepper.
Don't have
what
to
do,
do
you
it yourself.
It's like pepper crusted, like ham.
Yep.
Do they?
It's tremendous. Yeah. And then you add more pepper on the mayonnaise
because it can never be enough. Oh my goodness.
My bad.
It can never be enough pepper.
What do you mean pepper crusted ham? Like it's a seasoned
it's like,
ham?
It's called like pepper cracked ham.
Pepper ham. Crackle pepper ham.
Crack a pack of pickled pepper ham.
Pop quiz hot shot.
It's like ham and pepper fuck. It's awesome. Oh, okay.
It's amazing. They also have it with salami.
And then the olive loaf salami. Watches. It's weird, dude.
They'll put it on
I hate
anything.
Olive loaf.
Turkey, you can get it on anything.
Olive loaf. What's the other one? Pimento loaf. Head cheese.
You know what really sucks? God. Oh, head cheese. That's that head cheese is piggy.
Is that what it is?
It's piggy shit, yeah. Yeah, all from the head.
It's like cheek.
Whoa.
And like it is.
Ears. And
it's gross.
Oh, no.
Wait, is that the one with the gel?
And then they gel. Yes. Yeah, they put
or
gelatin
in it.
Nope.
It's like a terrine.
They put gelatin in it. Oh. And they cut it as if it were.
The gel throws me off. I could eat the meat's fine, but it's the fucking. Do we need the gel?
No.
Just do away with the gel.
But that makes it. That makes it like a block.
It makes it sliceable.
Oh. It's so gross. I used to work in a deli. Rory used to work in a deli.
Just the name of it.
When we were like in high school, we had to cut that shit sometimes, and it was rough.
But I'm pretty sure you can get head cheese at a deli around here.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
No shit.
Supermarket. Yeah.
Never fuck that.
We
did good.
We actually used to do a contest.
I do like Scrapple though.
Oh, Scrapple.
Oh yeah,
that's great.
It's all liver.
Our listeners are like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is Scrapple?
We used to do a contest because in the deli it was Rory. It was basically all our friends. We all worked in the deli at one time. And what we would do is we'd have to work our way through the meats.
Shopping bag, dairy though. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't work in a deli.
And then produce.
Out of here. Different department.
Produce. Yeah.
We would have to work our way through the deli shelf and see how far we can get, you know, on slice number two. So it's a decent slice, but you only got two passes. So I would always pass on the head cheese and the souse.
It's a good choice.
Is that what you passed on?
I never passed on anything.
You went right through?
I'm a man.
Fuck
real
that.
Man.
I'm a man.
I use my passes.
Take all the head cheese.
You don't mess with me. We're Texas.
Wow. Right?
Fuck that.
You don't.
But right. How did we get on
anyways,
and,
so that's head cheese.
Oh, head cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about.
Welcome to Deli Talk.
I was talking about. Pepper cracked ham.
Oh, see what happens?
Oh, Roy brought up pepper again and shit.
Yeah, that's right. Pepper on, I guess that like
cold
a perfect.
Cuts.
I like pepper on my sandwiches.
I like a lot of pepper on my sandwiches.
Yeah, say it like a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pepper.
I like to watch small mammals fight in a tub and eat pepper. Fight for my amusement.
Do we want to keep talking about Bubble Bobble?
Yeah.
No.
Do you like the game? I don't know. You can't really say like,
I like
it's
it.
Bad. It's
I like it.
It's good.
I think it's a great game.
Like you said,
it drives you nuts.
Well, like you said, it's a great game. Like this is a game that I would play if I want to kill 20 minutes. Mm. Let me see if I can get through like 3 or 4 levels. Yeah. I can save it, throw the password in. Why the fuck are you laughing?
I'm just thinking about the fucking cat in the tub.
It's so ridiculous.
We're running up on that time right now.
How ridiculous!
Because in about an hour and 15 minutes. There's going to be cats fighting in
these
a tub.
These cats just, are going to be fight are going to fight in
all
the
right,
tub.
Well, you know what? Like, how awesome would that be if they're
so,
fucking loud
well, here's my
shit
question.
Too.
The fucking
they,
final countdown song starts and Eric's, he's like, what the fuck?
Well, we better fight, get out of here.
Do they fight every night in the tub?
I
because
bet you
she
they
said
fight.
Tonight, these cats are going to fight
no,
tonight.
It's just for
so she only let him in there once a week to fucking beat the shit out of
you fucking go home and all you hear is like, I bet you.
That sounds like cats fighting in a tub.
I bet you.
Fucking Vanessa was fucking. And tell the truth.
Every night, I bet you they fight at 12:30. I bet oh you, like, you God. Walked into a minefield. You don't even, that was her code to tell you to get
dude,
the fuck out.
You, it was
you
a
never
code.
Should have moved in here because yeah. my it cats are fucking horrible.
Dude, if you see her walk into the house with, like, a trash bag full of, like, dead puppies, yeah. get the fuck out of there. That day's coming.
I would do that. Yes, I would.
We got
Eric's,
dark.
Eric's Googling how to poison cats.
How to poison cats.
Yeah.
What would you rate Bubble Bobble?
I would go probably, you know, 6.
I'll give it an 8.
I'll go 7.5. I'm going on the NES port.
Yeah.
7.5.
The arcade, I'm going to give it 2 Battletoads.
Out of how many Battletoads?
Out of 3 Battletoads.
Okay.
It's all a right. good game.
That's fair.
2 out of 3 Battletoads. It's a good game.
I like it, yeah.
In
that's a 66%, by the way. That's a 6.6.
I think it's fair.
Okay.
A 6 out of 10 is fair.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's get the fuck out of here. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Go to our website, emulatethis.net. Check out Rory's latest blog on the Mega Man 2
real estate zoning
issues.
Interesting shit.
Till next time.
See ya.
Enjoy.
This is Optimus Prime. Do you read me?